Thank you, Chairman. I've asked for this application to be referred to this committee, but at the start, I'd like to say, I suppose quite strangely, that I'm not supporting or opposing this application. I'd like to give you a bit of background as the ward councillor. There's been a history of antisocial behaviour, as you've heard. We've had drug and alcohol abuse in the area. Those of you that have been on the committee prior to the election will probably remember the owner of the covered market coming here to talk about Rosemary Road and the drug alcohol problems that we faced. And that was also followed with the tragic murder that we had very close to this site. As you've heard, the building has deteriorated over the years. It's deteriorated in quite a considerable extent. I think it's now at the point where we've virtually lost it if we're not careful. It is that bad from what I've seen of it. I've visited the site on a couple of occasions. I visited the site with the developer. So my concerns are that the time is running out for this building. It's taking too long to solve it. This has been running for quite some time now. I'd like to see the frontage maintained as much as possible. You heard Norman Jacobs talk about it. I agree, we need to maintain the frontage of the building wherever possible. As I said with Rosemary Road when I was here before, I do have concerns about the flats and social rent. As I've said, it's an area of real problems, drugs, alcohol, etc. And I've spoken to the developer about this. I've not pulled my punches. I've said I'm concerned about it. And he recognises that and is quite prepared to do what he can to ensure that we regenerate the area and it's that kind of development. The other concern that I've had in the past when we've had scaffolding put up and structural problems is the road closure. We have traders in Rosemary Road. When we've had road closures in the past and problems, they're not making a fortune. Some of them are struggling quite significantly to keep going. Should this end up being demolished, I think we're looking at a road closure to do it. Those traders aren't going to cope. They spoke to me when we had the scaffolding going up. They're struggling. So I think we'd like to bear that in mind. So if I'm not for or against the application, why am I here? Well, I've met with the developer. As I say, I've met with him on several occasions. And one thing is clear. He's willing to talk about what's required, what can be done, what can't be done. He's willing to listen, and he's willing to, when I've spoke to him, say, I can see what you're saying, that makes sense, I'm happy to make changes if that agrees. So it's taken a long time to get to this stage. So what I'm asking for today is for this committee to defer the decision and for this committee to take ownership of this application. And by this committee, I mean the committee members. I'd like to see the deferral and the committee members actually sit down with the developer and talk about how this can be brought forward to regenerate Clacton. It's our town. I look round here. Many of you are elected for Clacton, particularly, or close by. So what I'm saying is, put forward and say, I'd like to sit down with that developer, not defer it for officers to talk, but for actually elected representatives to sit round the table and say, let's hammer this out. I think it can be done. Before this application came in, I hadn't met the developer. But he's listened to me, he's listened to my concerns, and I think he'll listen to yours, and I think he'll make the changes that you can both agree on. What I would say is, as I've said before, time is running out. This building is close to demolition. So if you could please defer, what I would ask is that you come back fairly soon with any changes that you both agree on and put this through. Because my feeling is next year that building's not going to be there. It's going to be gone. And I don't know what we'll end up with, a car park, may even end up with a pile of rubble, I don't know. So that's my reason for being here today. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Now, for the agent, is Mr. Simmons going to speak or...
Mr. Briffa.
Mr. Briffa, right. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair, councillors and officers. My name is Matthew Briffa, Briffa Phillips Architects. We're conservation listed building and regeneration experts. The scheme before you represents a £4 million refurbishment regeneration of this troubled site. It's a windfall site in many ways, providing 26 much needed homes. We're offering the preservation of a much loved building facade, the character of Rosemary Road. I'd like to address all the design criticism from Head of Planning this evening, but 3 minutes just isn't long enough. It's not an even playing field for me tonight, I'm afraid. There are some pertinent points, though. I don't design parking that you can't get into and you can't leave in a forward gear. There's cycle parking that wasn't provided on the image here tonight, which is in a basement. When we looked at the front of the facade of this building, where we were encouraged to believe that it was higher and more dominant than the existing building, it is no higher than the existing building, and the additional story is set back 3 metres. We all know that when you're in a tight street and you're looking upwards, you can't see something that's set back 3 metres from a parapet line. These are just my design criticisms. This is my design observations tonight. Otherwise, though, I think that good design does divide opinion. Normally, people like my buildings. I can't say that all of you, I can't guarantee that all of you will, but normally people do. These are well-designed, natural materials, sensitively put together. It's more pertinent, I think, to discuss the merits of the proposals and the process that's resulted in this application before you. Please be minded, though, that there is a Section 7.7 notice served on this building, which means that it can lawfully be demolished tomorrow. I wouldn't want to do that. I think a cynical applicant would have cleared the site of the buildings a year ago, would have cleared the trees before a tree preservation order was put on them, but we've chosen not to do that. We believe that we should give you the opportunity to decide the fate of this building here tonight. We did engage pre-application consultations a year ago, a different architect who proposed to demolish the whole building, a modern scheme. But from that pre-application guidance, which was very helpful, there were principal issues that were agreed, where you could access this building from the front. The fact that Sandals Inn is the more important building that we're looking at, especially with its views from Orwell Road. The fact that we could develop behind the building facade. The fact that the trees were not an issue. And the fact that accommodation and flatted development could be secured at the rear of the site. We spent a long time refining those plans. My design and access statement meticulously goes through that pre-app guidance, and we formulated this design, only to find that through the formal process, a new officer appointed to look at it, and I'm afraid entirely contradictory to the previous guidance that we received. It's all in black and white. It's all in my statement. Look, in the time that I have this evening, I would urge you to consider the investment on offer here. It's £4 million. There's a Section 106 agreement of £43,000 for public open space. There's affordable housing here on offer. There's the ability to maintain this old building facade and to regenerate a much-needed part of Clacton. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. Right. Yes, if you would.